Anna, thank you so very, very much. I would like, before I start talking, to put an underline to what Donna said about this evening being a time of grace. And I just as I was hanging out the last few hours in my own style of preparation for this, I became clear once again that this time together, at one level, of course, is an opportunity for me to talk about a particular something and for you all to drink that in and listen to your own wisdom within. But it's also a time of blessing. It's a time just where we come together and just open to whatever grace, whatever blessing, whatever divine intervention may be there that just touches you in this particular moment in life. And so in that spirit, I just embrace you, I hold you in my heart, and I just really join with you at that very, very soulful place of your being, that soulful place that we all share, and offer you whatever the words are that follow. But as you've often heard me say, these words are but background music to a much deeper voice. And that's a voice, of course, that is what Mahatma Gandhi called that still, small voice within, which was about the only voice that he indicated he had any loyalty to in life. And that voice, of course, is the voice of the soul, the voice of the divine within. So hopefully in some way I'll be able to magnify or express some version of that voice while you hear its fine-tuned qualities within the resonance of your own soul. As Donna mentioned, I felt really inspired to talk about living in the moment, living in the now. It's a phenomenal and fascinating focus and topic, and I just really had a ball over the last few hours just hanging out in that space of the moment and putting together thoughts to share with you. And interesting, the title here is not just Living in the Moment, but The Miracle of Living in This Moment. And of course, we're all familiar with the term and the meaning of living in the moment. To me, it means just a few things off the bat. One is not living outside of the moment. That is, not living in the past. In the past where, for example, we have those leftover traumas and pains and memories feelings that are left over from whatever went on in our past that tend to claim our attention in the present. And of course, it also means not living in the future, in that realm of desires and fantasies about what we'd like tomorrow to be like, etc., or wishes. So it's not living in the past or the future. It's also just being fully, fully present, right here, right now, present to what is. And then third and last, it means letting go into the now, without judging it, without evaluating it, without doing a running commentary on it, without any of the kind of mindset dynamics that we tend to put into whatever's on our plate. So today's talk invites us to explore that moment, any moment, that moment, whenever it is, wherever it is, that moment that just happens to be ours in any given time. To taste it, to explore it, to feel it, to become comfortable with it. And so I'd love to invite all of us just to savor life tonight, not just in its bigness or in its vastness, and not just in its timefulness, but in its unified moment where all time comes together into this particular second, this particular moment. And again, let my words be an aid to your listening very, very powerfully, to the wisdom within you, the wisdom within you that knows exactly how to invite you to any given moment, and let that moment become pregnant, become full with all the invitation, all the possibility, all the magnitude that is just right for you then. So, just to set the stage, journey with me now into this moment. And by this moment, I mean right now. So, as the saying goes, be here now. Let every other focus, every other preoccupation just dissipate. Let the past, even the past of 5 minutes ago, cease to exist. know that the future isn't here and won't be. Just notice what's right in front of your inner eye. Feel your feelings. Ground in your body. In other words, just be here, right now. And slowly, or perhaps not so slowly, you'll notice what is in this moment. So what is this moment right now? What is present to you? What is just showing up on your plate? It may be a particular feeling, it may be a particular movement, it may be an image that just flashes from your right brain or a thought from your left brain. It may be something that comes up that your soul has really wanted you to be with. And let's assume that this is the moment right now. Whatever it is, even if it takes another minute or two for it to come into your focus, just embrace it, be with it. And if appropriate, just even become it. Leave no distance between you and whatever that is. And just assume that whatever that is, your soul just presented it to you right now, just so you could practice being here now, being with that in a very, very special way. And while you're there in this moment, as background music, I'm going to talk to you about the miracle of living in this moment. So what is the now? Well, as we know in modern physics, there really is no past and there's no future. All there is the now. In fact, someone just told me a couple days ago that recently there was a modern physics convention in the San Diego area. And what made the local San Diego newspaper was a report that the main big focus was all these scientists coming together acknowledging that there really is no past, present, or future, that that's all just a construct, a mental creation, an invention of our consciousness. And yet, it doesn't really exist. Now, certainly it exists in our experience because we've got the construct and we see life from that past, present, future model. But if we get down to the basics, down to the essence of life, there is no past, there is no future. All there is what's right here, right now. And of course, we invent the past and future just as a way of helping ourselves decipher or decode the now. It's our attempt to stretch the ever-present now out into some dimensional or timely proportion just so that we can have a relationship between all the facets of the now. But right here and now, we don't need to do that. So without any past or future, we have this moment. Right now. And notice again in this moment what's there for you. What is it that has called you that right now is capturing not just your attention but capturing you? Let's assume that this moment is not related to any other moment. It stands all by itself on its own merits. It's totally self-contained. And what is in this moment for you right now is perfect and harmonious, just the way it is. It doesn't need any past history or any future image. You know, to me, what's great about the now is that it also doesn't need our evaluation. It doesn't need our judgment. It doesn't need even our moral set of ideals or our values. It only needs, and I think this is so preciously important, it only needs our presence. That's right. Just being present to what is right now is all we need. So if it feels right, just invite yourself. Simply stop. Expand its state, the state of being. It's like being over the forest where we can see forever. And from this place of being, this place of expanded vision, it seems to me that we can see six special things. So I think there are six effects that I'd like to just briefly describe from my own experience that happen when we're just in the moment as we are now. The first is we start to see the utter perfection of what's before us. The utter perfection of it. we see that all tendencies to imagine imperfection just fall by the wayside. All orientations to see a problem or a lack or a conflict just disappear. And all we've got is the rightness of this particular moment. Second, we're actually able to grasp why this moment is what it is, why whatever's here is here. We can hear its invitation. We can understand its meaning. We can notice its purpose when we're not busy evaluating or judging or feeling bad about its being here, when we're just, again, witnessing from that place of neutral mind and open, embracing spirit. We start to see, it speaks to us in ways and lets us know why it's here and what it wants of us. And third, we lose that sense of separation between ourselves and what's on our plate. We stop seeing it as a subject object, like me looking at it, and all of a sudden, with that separation just losing its place, we start to unify. We become one with it. We fall into unity with it, and through that unity with it, with pretty much everything. Yes, bit by bit, we enter a realm of oneness, wherein we recognize that you and I are one. We're one with everything in life, not just what's on our plate. So it's a state of oneness, a state of unity consciousness, of complete non-separation, of non-duality. Fourth, we're not in conflict. All of a sudden, just being in the moment, without the past or the future or any ideals calling us to judge it one way or the other, there's no conflict. There's nothing to fight. There's nothing to be in opposition to. There's nothing to avoid or run from. Nothing to deny. Every source or cause of suffering slowly melts away, and we just are. And we just are in a space of possibility with what's on this plate right now. Beyond that, fifth, we enter into a new relationship with what's here, with what's in the moment. We can actually become friends with it, or find the strength to, if it's appropriate, forgive it, or develop a more cooperative relationship with whatever that is, or actually embrace it as a welcome catalyst for our growth. We lose our former to be present, without evaluating, without judging anything, without tapping into any memories about what it was or what it might be. Just be present. Buddhists, of course, call this phenomenon of being present witnessing, which to me means that we simply observe with our minds relatively in neutral from a place of peacefulness and with a certain openness to whatever the moment presents or invites. So, do you feel like you're doing that right now? Just witnessing, just being present, observing, mind in neutral, peaceful, open. So one final thought that to me is very, very significant. The now invites us in a special way. It invites. It's a portal. It opens a door. And when we just let go and surrender to what's here, letting go as completely as we can, we're slowly lifted into a new state of consciousness, which perhaps is happening right now. We're lifted into a higher dimension of reality, into a deeper realm of inner peace. Surrendering to this moment leads us directly to a state of being. Here, in this allergy to it, or our allergy to life, and we welcome it into a new style of win-win intimacy with ourselves. It opens a whole new relationship with that, and beyond that, with everything. And last, sixth, we become poised to be a master of this moment, a master of this situation, of this event, of whatever is right here. We're now able not only to be comfortable with what's in the moment, what's on our plate, but to actually master each moment's experience, to learn the intricacies of each moment's possibilities, to embrace its invitations in a way that invites us into a powerful union with it. So, having lost our fear, having given up our judgment, having left any oppositional nature behind, having embraced what is with an open heart, we now have no choice but to become a true master of that moment. It's been really fun for me these last moments just to share all of these thoughts with you, because while on the one hand they could sound like theory, on the other hand, I'm really inviting each of us to be with these effects while we're literally in this moment being with what's on our plate just in this moment. You know, as I've journeyed through my life, every now and then I come across a particular focus or theme or practice that I thought, you know, if we embraced and practiced this particular focus regularly, it could change our lives dramatically. One of those over the years has been the theme of non-judgment. And I've often thought, imagine if you practiced non-judgment and maybe nothing else in life except non-judgment every day or every hour with full dedication to mastering non-judgment. Imagine how dramatically changed your life could be. Or another one of those themes, which is one that Oprah talks about from time to time, is the theme of gratitude. Again, the same thing. If you did nothing else except just feel gratitude, think gratitude, do gratitude, express gratitude for every event, every circumstance in your life, no matter what it is, just think about how your mindset, how your thoughts would shift, how the lenses through which you see your life would transform. So that thought came to me as I was preparing for this, and so I want to apply the same theme to living in the moment. The same thing. Imagine if you just gave yourself to this one practice, the practice of be here now. Take whatever's on your plate, whatever's in your heart, whatever's before your eyes, and just be fully present to what it is, and maybe do nothing else except that. Your life literally could change completely. It's that powerful. So I'd like to offer this invitation or this suggestion. And again, only go there if it feels like it really has your name on it. But the suggestion or the thought is this. Maybe set aside 1 hour. 1 hour. You could do it later this evening, or you could do it tomorrow. And in that hour, do nothing else but find the magic and the mystery and the wonder and the miracle of living in the moment. That is, for that hour, be 100% present to whatever turns up on your plate. If it's something that comes into your mind, if it's something that appears at your doorstep, if it's something from the past that revisits, whatever's there in that moment, be 100% present to, witnessing of, engaged in, fully alive to what it is. For example, if your phone rings, be fully present to, engaged with, whoever's at the other end. Or if, let's say, some negative feelings surface from your depths, be with those feelings fully. If you get or receive some bad news from somebody, make friends with that bad news. Don't run from it. Don't go into panic about it. Just put it right on the plate in front of your heart, or bring it right into your heart and be fully present with it right there. It's amazing what just holding what we tend to call bad news into our heart, holding it right there and living it, being with it, embracing it there, it's amazing what it can do in terms of just changing our whole experience of what it is. Or also, if someone's like hurtful to you, be with that hurt. Be with it totally. And just stay with what it is. Or another example, if you find yourself just wanting to dredge up something from the past, if it just won't go away, be present to that tendency. Be present to that habit. Just look at, gee, what is this in me? Let me just be with that something in me that wants to keep bringing this up. And just as you're being with it, observe it, make friends with it, embrace it, hold it, maybe just, if it feels right, give it the love that maybe it's looking for in the first place, which is maybe why it keeps dredging up the past. Or, to say this another way, if 1 hour seems too long, try it for 5 minutes. Or I once talked with someone years back who tried this, and I had recommended it, and the person said, you know, I thought about an hour, and it was like, that seemed like an eternity, so I thought, okay, I'll do 5 minutes. Then I looked at 5 minutes, and I thought, that's not an eternity, but that's about 3 lifetimes. And then thought about a minute, and thought, ooh, a minute, 60 seconds, that's impossible. So the person decided on 6 seconds, and said, okay, I'm going to dedicate the next 6 seconds to doing nothing but living in the moment. That, for that person, worked. So choose your own time frame, if in fact, again, the time frame theme calls you. So try it for 5 minutes or 15 minutes or 10 seconds or whatever it may be, as long as you think you can work it. Or just maybe join it, include it in your own meditative practice. If you practice meditation in the morning or just quiet contemplative time, you may be doing it already, but just with consciousness and awareness, just invite yourself to living fully in this moment. With this really non-offensive practice, living the now becomes easier and easier. And shortly we start noticing the beauty of life. We start embracing the wonder of existence. We start seeing the magic of living. And we experience the sacredness of everything. So what about you? In these last many moments as I've been talking and doing the background music, how did you do with whatever appeared on your plate at the beginning of this hour? How was it just being with that and inviting yourself to just let it be, let you be, let you show up 100%, let you just step aside from the past or the future or the evaluation or the judgment or the mindsets and just be, perhaps listen, perhaps receive, perhaps notice, or whatever you were called to? What was that like for you? Even now, are you still being here, now, in this moment? Whatever your response, my purpose in this talk today has been really to inspire you, to motivate you, to spark your own listening to the wisdom of your own soulful self. Because, you know, what we all know, but what I feel like saying anew is that connection to our soul, that oneness with the truth of our own being, can happen so much more easily when we're just being. And specifically when we're just being in this moment. When we uncomplicate the themes, when we're not doing the evaluating, not looking at the past or future, but when we're just present to what is. In that context, what we call our soul, that deep font of truth within us, remarkable divine source at the core of ourself, just has no static to work through and can just speak in ways that we become totally, totally unified with. So, from that truth-filled source of your own soul, what we've been doing, what you've been doing this evening is you've been inviting yourself to let go of the past, disregard the future, fully embrace the now, and find the miracle of life as it lives and breathes in the sacred moment of where you are, and where you and I are, and where you and we are right now. So it's time for me to conclude this talk, and I really, really thank you for your dedication to your own truth. In whatever way this truth of life that lives fully in each and every moment and that you've discovered this evening, living in the moment of that truth. In whatever way this truth of life is your truth, in whatever way it calls you, in whatever way it works for you, I encourage you in your way, go for it. Take it on if it feels right as a project. Live it, perfect it, be in the moment, and taste it. if you do, and to whatever degree you do, or in whatever way you do, I feel like I can assure you, just because I've seen it in my life and in the lives of so many people who have learned how to be in the moment, your life will change, expand, blossom, simplify, become peaceful, and become exactly what your soul-filled desire would have it be. And for that purpose and that end and that experience, I give you my own blessings, my own love, and my own deep, deep, deep support, so that you, in being here now, in any and every moment, can live life in the way that your soulful self calls you to. Thank you so very, very, very much. This has been for me such a joy just to hang out with you. And while on the one hand, my mind was very engaged with the words that I was sharing with you, on the other hand, I really have been deeply, deeply just united with you and one with you. And I've been feeling and experiencing the ways in which just the spirit that is in this presence, the grace that is in this moment, has been almost like an amniotic fluid to a fetus, has been such a supportive, life-giving agent for all of us, supporting that experience of the moment for all of us. So in a second, I'm going to unmute my phone, and I'm going to ask, first of all, I'm going to turn this whole next time over to us. And I'm going to invite anybody who feels like sharing anything just over these next moments to do so. Anything which might be like your experience from these moments, or anything that came to you in these moments that you feel might be just helpful to share with others to do so. And when you do that, if you could press *6 on your phone and unmute it, and then after you finish talking, just press it again. And then the rest of us can leave our phones muted so that whatever background noise may be there won't disturb the rest of us. So right now I'm going to press my magic buttons and unmute the phone. And I can hear some things, so I know that I've been successful. Again, this is a time for us to share. This is a time where the wisdom of life comes not just through my words, but through yours. And so I'll say my usual speech, and that is that I want to ask each of you not to ask me any questions, because this is not a question-answer time. It's truly a time for sharing. And if there does happen to be any particular question, I will just ever so gingerly and delicately and so masterfully just not answer it. So is there anybody who would love to share something with us, say something with us? And if so, just tell us your name, and then we can go from there. Now, I do notice on my end there's a real loud static. I don't know if anybody else is hearing it, but if somebody else is having that static, if you notice that it's on your phone, if you would mute your phone, I would appreciate that. Oh, thank you. That was wonderful. Nice job, whoever did that. Is there somebody who'd like to share something?
Do you have everybody muted?
No, I don't think so. Maybe, Eleanor, I could ask you to say something just to make sure that we're connected here.
Okay. You're not muted.
Oh, that's Eleanor?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Very good. Nice job. You were wonderful.
It was hard, but I can do it.
Oh, I had great faith in you. Thank you. Is there anybody who'd like to share something? Your dedication to your own truth. In whatever way, this truth of life that lives fully in each and every moment, and that you've discovered this evening, living in the moment of that truth. In whatever way this truth of life is your truth, in whatever way it calls you, in whatever way it works for you, I encourage you, in your way, go for it. Take it on if it feels right as a project. Live it. Perfect it. Be in the moment and taste it. if you do, and to whatever degree you do, or in whatever way you do, I feel like I can assure you, just because I've seen it in my life and in the lives of so many people who have learned how to be in the moment, your life will change, expand, blossom, simplify, become peaceful, and become exactly what your soul-filled desire would have it be. And for that purpose and that end and that experience, I give you my own blessings, my own love, and my own deep, deep, deep support, so that you, in being here now, in any and every moment, can live life in the way that your soulful self calls you to. Thank you so very, very, very much. This has been for me such a joy just to hang out with you. And while on the one hand, my mind was very engaged with the words that I was sharing with you, on the other hand, I really have been deeply, deeply just united with you and one with you. And I've been feeling and experiencing the ways in which just the spirit that is in this presence, the grace that is in this moment, has been almost like an amniotic fluid to a fetus, has been such a supportive, life-giving agent for all of us, supporting that experience of the moment for all of us. So in a second, I'm going to unmute my phone, and I'm going to ask, first of all, I'm going to turn this whole next time over to us. And I'm going to invite anybody who feels like sharing anything just over these next moments to do so. Anything which might be like your experience from these moments, or anything that came to you in these moments that you feel might be just helpful to share with others, to do so. And when you do that, if you could press *6 on your phone and unmute it, and then after you finish talking, just press it again. And then the rest of us can leave our phones muted so that whatever background noise may be there won't disturb the rest of us. So right now I'm going to press my magic buttons and unmute the phone. And I can hear some things, so I know that I've been successful. Again, this is a time for us to share. This is a time where the wisdom of life comes not just through my words, but through yours. And so I'll say my usual speech, and that is that I want to ask each of you not to ask me any questions, because this is not a question-answer time. It's truly a time for sharing. And if there does happen to be any particular question, I will just ever so gingerly and delicately and so masterfully just not answer it. So is there anybody who would love to share something with us, say something with us? And if so, just tell us your name, and then we can go from there. Now, I do notice on my end there's a real loud static. I don't know if anybody else is hearing it, but if somebody else is having that static, if you notice that it's on your phone, if you would mute your phone, I would appreciate that. Oh, thank you. That was wonderful. Nice job, whoever did that. Is there somebody who'd like to share something?
Do you have everybody muted?
No, I don't think so. Maybe, Eleanor, I could ask you to say something just to make sure that we're connected here.
Okay. You're not muted.
Oh, that's Eleanor?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Very good. Nice job. You were wonderful.
It was hard, but I can do it.
Oh, I had great faith in you. Thank you. Is there anybody who'd like to share something?
Bill, this is Kay in Maryland.
Yes, hi, Kay. Kay from Maryland.
Yeah, I was just amazed by the synchronicity of your topic tonight, because I spent all night last night reading the book Be Here Now by Ram Dass.
Oh, my goodness.
And I thought, I can't believe that this is the topic. And so today I was practicing it, and I guess the thing I did notice was that I was much more aware of my emotions and my body. And, that's all I had to share, but I just thought that was such a synchronicity.
It really is, isn't it? You know what, it's my interpretation, and since it's my interpretation, I'm sure it's got to be true. That was supposed to be a joke. Anyway, my real sense is that every time we do one of these, that the topic comes to me. It really doesn't come to me until three, 4 hours before our time together, and I'm convinced that that's because it's it's the topic that I talk about is really the topic that is appropriate for just about everybody who's going to be a part of the call. So it's no accident that it is there, and thanks for noticing that. Thanks, Kay. Anybody else like to share anything?
Bill?
Yes.
This is Mark.
Yeah, hello, Mark Hansen. It's been a long time. I just spent the weekend with Mark.
I would just like to mention something that I know every morning I sit in silence and usually in the evening. And when I do that, I think I'm putting myself just in a position of observing what's going on. And the moment or being comes to meet me.
Yes.
If that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rather than trying to eliminate the past or the present or the future, any of that kind of thing, or my emotions or my thinking, I just begin to observe, and that state of being comes about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's of any helpfulness, but.
Yeah, I think it is. I really appreciate your saying it. If we any of us have a tendency to sort of work at being in the moment, what I hear you saying is, oh, I just open up and sure enough, whatever needs to be there is there.
Yeah, that's right.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you, Mark. That's great. I think that is helpful. Anybody else?
Bill, this is Gail in California.
Hello, Gail.
Hi. I was noticing in that silence of just really being in the moment that for me it was just a time where so much joy opened up, just the joy and the whole heart seemed to expand, and I realized so often we chase happiness or joy in our lives, and it was just that moment of sitting and feeling so deeply inside that I realized, that's really the base state.
Wow, that is a beautiful sharing, Gail. Thank you. I love that. It added a whole theme that I didn't talk about, and it's just a gift to us. Beautiful. Thank you. And who else would like to share something with us?
Hi, Gail. It's Kat.
Hey, Kat.
Hey, I was sitting here thinking about an experience I had last night, and the words that I kept hearing over and over again in my meditation last night was to lean into the present and allow that to propel me into the future.
Mm. Wow.
And, I kind of sat with it all night trying to figure out what does it really mean to lean into the present? Because for me, it's really easy to be in that witness kind of consciousness place.
Mm-hmm.
And although it's really helpful, it seems to be missing something for me, to really be fully present and alive in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, I guess I was just thinking about leaning not only into the witnessing, but also into every sensation, kind of the mental tensions, the physical tension,
emotions,
yes. Mm-hmm. The environment, everything, to truly connect into the aliveness of life, to be more present.
Ooh.
And that seemed to create a different kind of opening for me,
mm-hmm.
rather than just stepping back and watching and witnessing.
Wow, Kat, I think that's major. I think that's a huge distinction that's experientially really important, and I love that you've done that. That feels like such the perfect next step, so to speak.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much for sharing that, and that's a really neat model for the rest of us, too. Yeah. Someone else?
Bill?
Yes?
This is Elise in Hampton.
Hello, Elise.
Hi. One thing I found, you were mentioning about the challenge of being in the now, like when someone calls or being fully present. I have two friends in my life right now who are very, very needy.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, I would have tried to rescue them and do things for them. And I found that just by being present,
mm-hmm,
and giving them my full presence, that's really been enough for them.
Wow. Wow, that is magnificent. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, because isn't it interesting that oftentimes in that situation, we sort of take a half a step back and we're only half present, and
mm-hmm,
it doesn't have the punch. Thank you. What a great, great insight. Thanks very much, Elise.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else want to share something? Okay. Thank you so much. I really, really have loved each and every one of those inputs, those sharings. From a practical point of view, I think they've been really, really helpful to the rest of us who are not just listening, but really heartfully, really present to just the inspiration that's coming to each of us during this time. So what I would love to do is, I guess first of all, mute my phone again. There we are. And